One year on Purim, the Chiddush Arim shared this incredible story. Once during the 18th century, there was a terrible drought, and the students of the Baal Shem Tov came pleading to him to pray for rain. But he said, "Sorry, I'm unable to annul this decree." But he told them, "I have an eitzah for you. Go to this well-known drunkard, he lives in a nearby town, and ask him and he will pray for rain." And the people were stunned. That drunkard? What power of tefillah could he possibly have? But they knew better than to question the holy Baal Shem Tov. Before they left, the Baal Shem Tov warned them, "This man drinks all day long until he passes out. The only moment he is sober is right when he wakes up. So you must catch him at that exact moment before he starts drinking again, and then ask him to pray for rain." They traveled to that town and they waited for their opportunity. And finally, when the drunkard woke up, he quickly reached for his bottle, but they stopped him. They tell him, "We have a problem and we need your help. There's a drought and we need you to pray for us." And he starts laughing. "Me? Pray for you? Don't you see who I am? I'm a drunk. I'm a nobody. But the Baal Shem Tov told us that if you pray for us, we will be helped." And the man was stunned. "The Baal Shem Tov sent you to me? That doesn't make any sense. This must be a mistake." But sensing their sincerity, he slowly raised his hands and he started to pray. And immediately, the skies opened up and rain came pouring down. When the students returned, the Baal Shem Tov tells them, "As you saw, this man is no great tzaddik. But let me tell you the rest of the story. Once he had 500 rubles and he was on his way to commit a terrible avera. And along the way, he saw a poor family sitting on the side of the road. And the parents were despondent. The children were crying. And he was moved by their suffering. So he asked them, 'What happened?' And the father tells him, 'We couldn't pay the rent and the parrots threw us out of our home.' And he asked them, 'How much do you need?' And they tell him, 'We need 500 rubles. And that's the exact amount he had in his pouch. At first he hesitated, but then his compassion overcame him and he handed them the money. And he told them, 'It's a gift, keep it.' This single act of tzedakah created a tremendous commotion in Shemayim. He saved an entire family. And in return, in Shemayim they granted him an extraordinary gift, that every tefillah he would utter would be answered immediately. But this was obviously a problem. Hashem has a plan for the world. And this man had the power to alter reality with his tefillahs. And because he was an ignorant man, he might use this power for the wrong things. So in the heavenly court, a decision was made. This man would become a drunkard. He would be in a constant stupor, rarely able to pray, unaware of his own power. But the Baal Shem Tov knew of his power. So in a moment of great need, he sent his students to awaken his koicha tefillah, just long enough to save them from famine." Said the Chiddush Arim, "This is the reason Chazal tell us that one should become inebriated on Purim. Because on Purim, every Yid receives this great power of tefillah. That's why it was decreed that people should become distracted by drinking." Chazal say, classically understood, anyone who extends their hand, no questions asked, we give them tzedakah. The Baal Shem Tov explains that this applies to tefillah as well. On Purim, anyone who asks Hashem for something is answered immediately. Purim is the yontov of hidden miracles. It is the day when Hashem bends the natural order for us. In Shoshanas Yaakov we say, v'sigvasam b'chol dar v'dar. Purim is our day of hope in every generation. On this day, every Yid can merit a hidden miracle. Kol ha'poshed yad noisnim loy. The word kol is l'rabbis. Any person, even a person who is not worthy, even who is drunk all year long, but if they are poshed yad, if they plead and daven a sincere tefillah, if they stretch out their hand and ask for Yeshua, even something that's seemingly far-fetched, even something that will require a miracle for it to happen, noisnim loy. On Purim, Hashem grants even that request. That is the power of Purim. May we be zoiche to experience our own miracles. And now, we know. Have a freilichem Purim.